Well, thank you for the invitation. I am a researcher. I will not start this presentation with a funny picture or something, some funny episode. I start with an example, a research result. In a study by the ZBW in Kiel, almost three quarters of the academics asked expressed an interest in being able to reuse research data collected by others. In the same questionnaire, however, barely anybody was prepared to make their own research data available. Almost all wanted to use data of others, but almost no one wanted to share. The first open educational resource textbook started life as a collaborative writing project that couldn't find enough teachers to participate. In the end, the initiatives had to include content already available on other platforms just to finish the project. These are just two examples demonstrating that there is at times no real understanding of open exchange of data and no real willingness for open participation in processes of knowledge creation. But what is preventing people from participating in those kind of processes? Let me ask you something. Who in the room last gave something away without getting anything in return for no particular reason? Who of you? That's good. Did anyone give money to a beggar on his or her way to this conference? Mm-hmm. Some of you. Who of you co-authored a paper with another colleague? Some did. Who somehow collaborates in a project with others? Mm-hmm. Why do I ask? Because there is a difference between the belief that I own something from which I'm prepared to give a portion away without reward, like giving money to a beggar, or whether I create a common product in collaboration with others, which is then available to all, like collaborating with colleagues at eye level. However, in general, we tend not to distinguish between these concepts. We don't separate the concept of ownership and surrender from that of creation and sharing. And these two concepts are related to another aspect that frames the practices of open science and open education. There's also a great difference between giving knowledge away for free and giving knowledge away freely. I know many people at universities or in university settings who feel obliged to surrender their knowledge for free. For example, university lecturers offering seminars without payment, or PhD candidates who write papers for their supervisors. Giving away knowledge is nothing they decided to do freely. It's not self-motivated. Rather, it belongs to the economic constraints framing the academic system. Why should we care? What does it have to do with us here in this room? We want to put open science into practice, and we ask what is holding us back, or what does it take, or where shall we begin, or what to do next. All of you came here with one of these questions today. But what do we mean when we talk about open science? Are we talking about the products of science, making knowledge freely available, enabling open access, or systematically opening up the whole production process, the generation of knowledge and its distribution? Well, we are talking about all of it. And in my mind, this assumes one crucial thing, that one is prepared to share knowledge, to give it away freely. There's perhaps an intrinsic problem in the terminology I use. Terms such product, value creation, production process, these are all commercially oriented terms, economic terms. And for me, here lies the essence of the problem behind the drive for open science and open education. I currently see five challenges that anyone wishing to become involved in opening up academia and education will have no choice but to face. First, We live in a society designed to function around commercial standards, a society where value creation means maximizing profits, where programs such as Horizon 2020 announces support to support research and innovation to boost growth and jobs in Europe. Our academic system is under increasing economic pressure. The commodification of higher education institutions continues to advance, and we are part of this process. We must continually seek third-party funding for research, yet this funding is commonly dependent upon previous research successes, which themselves are currently measured in terms of citation indexes or journal impact factors, for example. Third, most researchers who do the amount of research work as non-permanent employees. At least in Germany, this is definitely the case. Fourth, and these researchers that are non-permanent employees are constantly, they and their scientific output are constantly measured. A lot of these, a lot of the debates on open science reflect on new tools and optimizing metrics to better measure open science practices. The present system is therefore pushed towards competition and rivalry rather than cooperation and support. Fifth, now we have two mutually exclusive mindsets: the commodification of academia on the one hand and the culture of sharing on the other hand. And there's currently no real foundation being laid for the latter in our society. And in relation to that, at the heart of open science and open education is the requirement for educational institutions such as universities and schools to have structures in place that allow a culture of sharing and an open exchange of knowledge. Currently, however, and you in this room know this better than I do, these structures, be it technology or infrastructures, repositories, dedicated people who push the topic, these structures are not as well prepared as they could be. In view of these challenges, I find myself asking how we should convey a culture of sharing and a culture of open participation and ownership to society fixated on competition, commodification, and performance. The answer is incredibly straightforward, yet equally complicated to implement. You begin in the place that everybody in society passes through, and where we learn principal culture techniques such as writing or digital literacy. We start in schools. Why, you might wonder? Because schools are places where we currently transmit that which we consider to be social relevant knowledge, but it is also where we transmit social values to the future generation. Now's the time for open practices in the classroom. I said this, but now I must explain why. Two main discussions frame the ongoing media change in schools. First, there's a constant claim that the changing nature of interactions between humans and technologies as global trends touch modern living, influence human and social behavior, change the ways in which we produce and consume and reorganize the workplace. Which is why today schools need to prepare students for more rapid economic and social change than ever before, for jobs that have not yet been created, to use technologies that have not yet been invented, and to solve social problems that we do not yet know will arise. Oh, no, I know it's OECD talk, but never mind. Secondly, this claim is accompanied by the insight that schools need to open up in terms of integrating digital media into an open pedagogy in the classroom to foster digital literacies and ICT competencies. These two discussions of innovative digital media use in school and open education culminate in the overall question of how much openness do future schools need? And how much will they be able to handle? Leading to the underlying question, what organizations, structures, and forms of education are necessary in the present to keep open, rather than shut down diverse possibilities and democratic debates around practices of openness in education and science. And it is, I think, the second question about the structures required to enable openness, which applies both to debates about open education and those about open science. There are some challenges, though. The school system is designed in its current form as an examination system to reward the best. Anyone helping a fellow pupil in a test is punished. Those with the best results progress. They get the best training, they can study, and they earn more money than those left behind. The existing school system produces individuals who are geared towards efficiency and ready to be of use for the labor market. There is no actual culture of sharing here so far. But this culture of sharing, an idea of giving knowledge away freely, is an open process that benefits all participants. This culture of sharing is exactly what is needed for putting open science into practice. You remember the survey where almost no researcher wanted to share results? Why would I consider voluntarily releasing my findings of details of my research process further along in an academic system, which up until that point has encouraged me to work efficiently, profitably, and competitively? And in fact, when I will not even be rewarded by the academic system itself. That is, in my opinion, the demanding challenge to anyone wishing to become involved in opening up academia and education. And this is what we will have to face. We want scientists to share freely when they are trained to compete with one another. Summing up, two solutions for this problem or for this challenge. Either you follow the logic of commodification of academia. If it's an economically system, well, then make use of that. Find better metrics. Measure the quality and outcome of open science. Give incentives which make researchers participate in the process of opening up science. Reward them who do open science. Reduce the pressure of competition between scientists by offering secure funding for research and creating more permanent jobs for researchers. Make doing open science attractive and easy to do, in terms of offering technological and financial support, not only to single people, but to universities and institutions responsible for implementing structures of knowledge and exchange. But if you go down this road, do not wonder why still there will be no one giving knowledge away, neither for free, because they will want something in reward, nor giving knowledge away freely, because it will be the new structures and rules you implemented that will force them to open up science. This is one option. Or you start at the very basis of the problem to grow your own culture of sharing and open science from the start. You start at school, and if you favor that second solution, now is the time, because first, our schools and therefore our education system are currently undergoing a great change. Discussions about digitalization, open pedagogy, open education mean that schools must work more towards integrating digital media into the classroom. All those involved are desperately seeking or desperately looking for good quality content and technological tools which will simultaneously promote digital literacy and ICT competences. If you help filling this gap, which is now evolving, if you help filling this gap, for example, by offering open educational resources or other digital educational media that enable open practices and open pedagogy in the classroom, then you seize the opportunity to set and secure the structures for open education as well as open science in the long term. And then we will no longer be producing questionnaires starting that 3/4 of those questions did not wish to share. Thanks for your attention. Please feel ignited and enjoy the barcamp.